Welcome to Organized Noise. I'm your host, Paulus Van Horn, and today I'll be playing a few more of my cassettes. Last time I played mostly cassettes that I had picked up in foreign countries, Indonesia, India, South Korea, Singapore. I don't think any from Japan. Anyway, this time I'm going to play more local stuff, some other things mixed in. Yeah, stay tuned for some noisy tapes. That was the band Wrong, R-O-N-G, off their split with Landowner, and that track was Milton Friedman's Big Dumb Dream.
Thank you. All right. That was Daniel Ditlifson and Ariana Robin. The album is called Already Always. And the tracks, if I got the side right, are Civil Light Pulse and then Golden Haze Radio.
Me may my moo moo.
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 I need a little bit more M. More M. Lean into the M. Me may my moo moo. Me may my moo. Support it, support it. Come on, breathe. Me may my moo. One more. Me may my moo. Okay, good. I'm beginning to see signs of life. Some small signs of life now. After the me, may, my, mo, moo, there'll be a beat pause, and then...
let's say, tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. Tonight there will be no shining star. Tonight, the moments feel like seconds. The seconds feel like hours. The hours feel like dawn. You know, I'm terrible with lyrics. It's a big joke in my house. But I have a great voice, don't you think? Rotten on the lyrics, great on the voice. Anyway, tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. Tonight there will be no shining.
Potato God Scarecrow.
Home alone,
crow, crow, crow.
Night after night.
Crow, crow, crow your boat. Crow, crow, crow your boat, potato. Potato God Scarecrow. Potato God Scarecrow.
How do you make yourself feel good?
Potato.
Right? They say that nobody else makes you feel good. You have to make yourself feel good.
Potato.
And touch.
God Scarecrow.
Lost art, and the feel of silk or the beaver or even a bath. Where's that water thing? One of the greatest pleasures, and you don't need your husband home for that.
Okay. I've been in bad places, lots of bad places, places where, you know, people have done bad things, places where people have been killed, lots of people, good people. But this place, it was a different kind of bad. I mean, I've never felt anything like that. It's so empty, and you just feel like you're in contact with this nothing, just this feeling of nothing, and it's like you can just fall into it, right? And it's very freaky. You're driving in and you just, I don't know, it's just driving into this empty space and take it all in. It's almost like, I don't know, it's, it makes you just feel like you're part of that. It's like the emptiness there on the outside, it just brings out all the emptiness that you have on your inside, okay? And you, it's like, I think we all carry just this little bit of nothing inside, and So when you drive into a place like that, it's just, then nothing connects and it just comes out and, I don't know, it just leaves you with this pretty weird feeling. So we wanted to get out of there as fast as we could, and we went to the nearest bar we could find. It was this really, I don't know, smelly place next to the gas station.
The Lord invited me to live inside this wound so that I might see the way forward from death to everlasting life. It is not a happy place, but it is a necessary place, a hole in our spirit that must be bathed and purified.
We wanted to get out of there as fast as we could, and we went to the nearest bar we could find. It was this really, I don't know, smelly place next to the gas station, and we just did whatever we could, and we did whatever we could think of, just try to get our happy faces back. We just wanted to get our happy faces back. We thought if we could get our happy faces back, then nothing. We just did whatever we could, and whatever we could think of, just try to get our happy faces back. We just wanted to get our happy faces back. We thought if we could get our happy faces back, then nothing.
A hole in our spirit.
Then nothing.
A hole in our spirit.
Then nothing.
A hole in our spirit. Then
nothing.
That must be bathed.
That was an excerpt from Gregory Whitehead's Potato God Scarecrow.
Thank you.
That was the Navari Butchers, Shatter All Organized Activities. Interestingly, this is a project of Aaron Dilloway, and Aaron Dilloway was actually a resident artist at Wave Farm maybe last year, maybe the year before. Either way, his work is very interesting.
I would definitely recommend checking more of it out. Hey, stay tuned for more noise cassettes and stuff.
That was Skin Graft's Drug Addict on Hanson Records. That was Machine Listeners. What was the track? Tuning. And the album is Calubrid. Calubrid? Ah, well, I should ask sometime. I actually happen to know Matt Gallagher, the artist behind Machine Listener. Definitely check out more of their releases.
Mi suegra, mi suegra, mi suegra. lo harás. Para romper las orejas, les cuento lo más peor de lo que me ha pasado con mi suegra en Nueva York. Me escribió una carta de New Jersey Yarumal. Escúcheme, yernito, ¿qué le pasa? Que no se ha venido a casar. Le contesto, oiga, suegra, muy bravo y un poquito enojado. Ay, woman, casela con otro, que yo en estas estranjas estoy súper varado. Y tan viva es mi suegra, me hizo ir las luces. Hasta me mandó dólares para el pasaje y unos tenis ribuses. No se preocupe, mi hijo, y pues, téngase a casar, pa' que viva como un rey sin tener que trabajar. Nos fuimos a la iglesia y un cura muy bacano me dijo, loco, brother, felicito a los 13 y agárrense la mano. Salimos pa' la casa de mi suegra querida, que es que tenía bufete y whisky pa' después de la comida. Tenía un chicken a la broster, yo pinchao le gritaba, pero solo nos dieron frisoles a la brava. Le dije, my love, que viva tu mother, pero que viva lejos y no me vuelva a joder. Como a la media hora de habernos casado, noté que su cintura, qué vaina, se había deformado. Me dijo mi negrito, estoy sufriendo tantos males. Y la llevé ante el médico y él le recetó teteros y pañales. Luego vino la cigüeña y me dijo, montañero, hoy le traigo el regalito que le mandó el lechero. Ni siquiera por la espalda a mí se parece al monito. Y al verme de frente en el espejo, noté que me crecían en la frente dos cachitos. Y así dijo mi suegra, deje de guerrapear, que pa' que trabajara me dio una caja de embolar. Trapeaba en la mañana, así en la cocina, mercaba pa' los cinco y esa vieja encima. Un día medio borracha me estaba coqueteando, ahí vi que a mi suegra yo le estaba gustando. A oscuras en la noche se iba pa' mi cama, que pa' que le rapeara a la hija y a la mamá. La hija me besaba, la suegra me mordía y el suegro me rapeaba, pero a punta de peinilla. Corría a Gredoniacite y a Kansas Marinilla, a ver si me escapaba a caramba de ese problemita. Y en Texas Marinilla me pillaron una tarde con dos babies en los brazos gritando, fue perro irresponsable, fue perro irresponsable. La niña de mi suegra a mí me la achacaron y el baby del lechero también me lo clavaron. A todos los cornudos que quieran visitarme, Ladrillo está en la cárcel, 2 años infelices sin comerme las perdices, por padre irresponsable. Mi suegra, mi suegra, mi suegra, mi suegra. Ay, mi suegra. Ay,
all right. That was an interesting, it was part of a mixtape that has this wonderful holographic design on it. It just says Especial de Cumbia. And from what I picked it up in a flea market in Mexico City. And what I've been told is that it's something that would probably be distributed after a cumbia event run by what I believe are called sonideros. Basically, kind of sound systems similar to something you might see in Jamaica or parts of the U.S. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Noise in the Megacity, and tune in next
month, I guess. Great. Thanks.